Today's 359 is sponsored by PlayerUnknown's Battleground Mobile. PUBG Mobile is an on-the-go battle royale at its greatest, with eye-popping graphics, super smooth gameplay, and a variety of exciting play modes. Download the official mobile version of PUBG for free. Go to your Android or iOS app store and type PUBG Mobile. And collect a special reward using the promo code HOLZBZX9C. Code also listed in the episode description. Play now!
Welcome to the 359. I'm Ben Fox Rubin.
I'm Alfred Ng.
And I'm Scott Stein.
Scott just published his review of the new iPad Pro. It's got a new pencil, a new design, a new Face ID, but it's also got a new price tag.
Yes, it does.
This thing is expensive.
It goes up to $18.99, but that's for all the specs and all the trimmings. Starts at $7.99 for the 11-inch. I looked at the 12.9-inch version and have been living with it for a little less than a week.
Do you like it? Is it a... So I think what I'm especially interested in is it a computer replacement? Is it going to replace
MacBook Air?
Yeah, what is a computer?
A laptop replacement.
No, I don't think it's a very good laptop replacement, because if you're looking for a trackpad support or mouse support, it doesn't have that still. And it doesn't have the sort of web experience, that the browser experience that you might expect that's on a Chromebook even, that allows for deeper web tools. But if you don't care about that, if you have already been using an iPad or know what an iPad Pro is bringing to the table last year, similar idea in the software. Hardware, super blazing fast. And I think the design of it is really nicely refined. But that's kind of an Apple trend of this year. Larger screens, more refined, higher price.
Yeah. Good grief. The other thing that's like the most Apple-y thing about this is that they came out with a new pencil that doesn't work with the old iPad.
Yeah.
Only works with this one.
Yep.
So you have to buy a new pencil, and it's $130.
It's $130, which is a lot. Now, the thing is, if you've never gotten one of these before and you get this now, the pencil charges and works much more seamlessly. Mm. It's great to have that. It's kind of like AirPods. Nice, instant, available for you. Much better than that stabbing out the back. But to have to buy a whole new one and not have any adapter for the old one is crazy.
Okay, but we're kind of focusing on some of the less enjoyable parts of this. Did you like using it? Was it fun to, you know, kind of draw with the pencil? Were there a lot of nice improvements?
When you're using it for what an iPad is for, like all those art, graphics, everyday, like web browsing, even writing, I really like it. And I've traveled with an iPad a lot as a thing to take notes with or just use on the train, and for the amount of apps it has and for all that stuff. But what I don't like is when you have to start editing or you have to start doing anything that gets more mission critical, which is the idea of Pro. That part, you can't take it with you, I don't think, and file an entire story without a lot of headaches. Mm. So that part I don't like, but I did like the speed of it. I like the design refinement. I like there's more screen and less size. I wish it didn't cost more.
Yeah. Yeah. No kidding. So we've also got even more election scams. We've got Alfred here to talk about them. This one is targeting vote411.org. Tell us a bit about
it. Vote411.org is a voter information website. You can find out where to register to vote, what candidates in your district stand for, and what's on the ballot generally. John Oliver had promoted it on his show Last Week Tonight on October 28th, and I got a 2,000% spike in traffic after that little promo. And 2 days after he promoted it, a scammer set up a website called vote411.com, which is a common mistake that people would make. You know, most people are going on .com websites. And this website basically ran a online technical support scam, which is if you ever go on a website and it tells you like, hey, you've been infected with a virus, please call this number to get it removed. And then, you know, they essentially put a virus on your computer if you do call that number, and then they ask you to pay them to get rid of it. It's a very common scheme, but now they're using, you know, curiosity around the midterm elections to basically use it as a watering hole type of attack, where they know a lot of people are going to be looking for these election updates and things like that, and they're using that to their advantage with a fake website.
Do we know if there are now more or less midterm related hacks or scams going on nowadays than maybe 4 years ago?
I mean, it's unclear, because anytime somebody gets hacked, it's not like there's somebody going out there saying, hey, we did this or anything like that. But we do know that there have been, they're more vigilant about it. And there are a lot of examples about this. So Microsoft in August talked about how they had gotten rid of these websites that were basically doing the same thing, but it might have been for a lot more malicious purposes. Because so while the fake vote411.com website was more for financial gains, the Russian websites that Microsoft had taken down were specifically like politically motivated.
Mm, great. If you want to read more about these stories, check us out on CNET. I'm Ben Fox Rubin.
I'm Alfred Ng.
I'm Scott Stein.
Thanks for listening.